This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with Bill Harmon and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's John Granato. I hit it hard, man.
Okay, 8:06 here on Sports Map Radio Network. Happy 4th of July weekend, everyone. My name is Will Doctor. This is the Charlie F. Golf Hour at Charlie F. Show on Twitter, presented by Insperity HR. That makes a difference. I'm joined by the golf doctor himself, Charlie F. Charlie, what's going on?
Are you John Granato?
I'm not. They still are. Yeah, I know they MC's working to get that change, but I think maybe starting
well,
next
week. Well, no, that's okay. Will Doctor. You're subbing for the veteran John Granato.
Yes, sir.
And we have a guest. He is Jason a guest because he's not permanent yet.
Jason Alexander is going to be joining us on the show. We'll get him right in there in the second.
And Billy Harmon is out doing his thing. So, but hot summer, right in the middle of summer, golf is going really strong. Thing that fascinates me are the twins, the Olympic twins. And their brother, the tennis player, Nelly Korda, Jessica. What a combination. And they grew up with junior golf.
They did. And they're in three sports that are in need of some American talent.
And we're going to talk about junior golf during this next 45 minutes. Jason, you grew up through junior golf. You went to the academy. So we're going to give the parents some ideas on how to get their kids more into golf if you want. It certainly is not mandatory. But and then we're going to have fun with Bryson DeChambeau.
Yes, and quite a finish that we had last week between Harris English and Kramer Hickok in an eight-hole playoff. It wasn't the finish that fans wanted with players like Bubba and Scotty kind of both posting over par. But I think we will get more into Harris's win, what that means for his Ryder Cup bid. We will also discuss more on Bryson DeChambeau and the dramatics with his longtime caddy, Tim Tucker, who's off his bag. And, of course, Nelly Korda becoming world number one. We will round out the hour talking about the Motor City where the tour makes their stop this week. But what a show. We'll have Jason Alexander join us in the next segment. We're happy to have him here. Captain Ron behind the glass today. And we got a good show for you, so don't go anywhere. We will do that right here on the Charlie F. Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity HR, that makes a difference.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with Bill Harmon and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's John Granato.
Okay, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour at Charlie Epps Golf on Twitter on Sports Map Radio Network, brought to you by Insperity HR, that makes a difference. I'm your host today, Will Doctor, filling in for the great John Granato. And to my right, we have Jason Alexander, head pro at Carlton Woods, the Fazio course. Jason, welcome in. How are you doing?
Oh, I tell you what, Will. Here with Will Doctor, the golf doctor. Welcome in the millions and millions of pro show fans. What a way to kick off the July 4th weekend. Let's talk a little golf on this Saturday morning.
I know he's just got to get some energy. He's just, you know, he's high on life. Jason, welcome. You're always fun to be with. Talking golf. We got the Olympics coming up.
Yes, sir.
That poor girl that got tested for marijuana out of the 100. That's a crime, you know. I hope they can reverse that. But, you know, there's some other pros, you know, got COVID, you know.
Well, it's just part of the Hideki. It's part of the world we live in now.
Yeah, I had Hideki Matsuyama this week, and he's out. It's a crazy time. We saw Rahm a couple weeks ago. I think the rule starting this week in Detroit, they only tested who isn't vaccinated. So we're kind of seeing who is and isn't through the testing. So
But yeah, Olympics coming up. I think the Olympic team is loaded. The American team, I would expect some great things. Justin Thomas, Morikawa, Xander, one of your favorites, Golf Doctor, Xander Schauffele, and then Bryson DeChambeau. We'll get a little bit more Bryson here in a bit.
Who's going to caddy for him?
Well, that's the thing. We got to figure that out. I mean, right now he's got the Cobra golf sales guy caddying for him. That's not going to last very long. And who wants to? It's a tough bag to get on. Everybody knows that. You got to be detailed and put in a lot of hours.
He's won $11 million in the last 2 years. Which caddy doesn't want a piece of that?
He should get Bill Murray on the bag.
Well, that would be something to see. Must-see TV, as they say.
So I want to round back quickly to the Travelers this past weekend, and Harris English was the winner there. And the reason I want to round back to it is because it's one of the longest playoffs we've seen on tour.
Since 1949.
Yeah. And the finale ended in an eight-hole playoff between Harris and Texas alum Kramer Hickok. And it was a bit of a par fest in the playoff. But, I mean, Hickok and English both made seven pars before English birdied the eighth. And I know there was talk about how they just stayed on 18 instead of going back to 15. Which I think in maybe the coming years, if a playoff ends up on that hole, definitely they should round it back to 15, a really iconic hole out there.
I think they should just play 17. There's more accidents on 17, and you know, and you get it over with. They got to come up with a different format after, you know, three, then they go to a – anyways. But it was exciting. It was fun. And I definitely wanted the young man to win, Hickok.
Well, it was all set up for Kramer to win, and the vibe was in the air. We've had a bunch of first-time winners at that event, and you just felt the 10-footer he had on 17 on the fourth playoff hole. It was his time, and he hit a wonderful putt. It just didn't go in. Carmel will circle back around for Kramer Hickok. He'll get him a W, and it was Harris's day. But, yes, the playoff was awfully long. After about five holes, everybody wanted somebody to make a putt.
Now, did that make Harris English a very good candidate for the Ryder Cup?
Absolutely. I think it absolutely did. So he moved up five spots in the Ryder Cup. He's not in the top six that automatically get in yet. But as far as players around him, of who Captain Stricker is going to pick from, he's by far the best putter out of between him, Cantlay, and Finau.
I couldn't agree more. And a couple of hot takes. I mean, Golf Doctor, did you know Harris English played in the Korn Ferry Tour Championship 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And now he's sitting here eighth on the Ryder Cup list. Look, we've got Dustin Johnson, Koepka, Morikawa, JT, and Xander in the mix. They're in. We have Patrick Reed and then Harris English. He's right there. But you have to pick Harris, two-time tour winner this year. He's hot. But here's my question. We got Finau and Berger right now in that kind of second pop of six players with Xander Schauffele and Phil Mickelson kind of in the rest. Does Phil Mickelson deserve to be on the Ryder Cup team this year?
No.
He just won the PGA.
How many Ryder Cups has he played in, and how many has he won?
Well, not many, but...
How many?
One, two.
Out of how many?
A lot more than one or two.
He said for himself yesterday that he needs to win one more event to secure a spot.
I think for the history of the game, for the advertisement of the game, he just won the PGA. I think you got to have respect. I think you got to put Phil on the team. He's a bigger draw than Daniel Berger. I'm sorry. And I think what a story it'd be to win the PGA and the Ryder Cup at 50 years old. You can't write that book.
As far as a draw, you know, I think the U.S. needs to get a win under their belt, though. I think you know, there is a big part of you know, Tiger's not going to be there, you know, as far as from a fan standpoint.
Agreed.
But another pick that Stricker's going to have to use is Spieth.
Of course.
And I think when you look at his stats, I mean, he's the favorite going into every event that he plays in, and you know, I really think that Phil is going to have to win at least one more tournament to get picked. I really do. He'll be there anyway as an assistant captain, won't he?
He's going to play. I'll call Steve Stricker if I need to. I'll make a call. Casman Pro, give him a buzz. But we're all excited to watch him at Whistling Straits. Do you play Whistling Straits, Mr. Epps?
Yes.
What a track. What a theater it's going to be out there on the lake.
It's a wonderful facility that the Kohler family put together up there on Lake Michigan. There's no doubt about it. And Pete Dye is Pete Dye, and he designed a golf course. That's really fun. But the only problem is they never play it with weather.
Right.
You know, September, I don't know what the weather's going to be, but it could be a chance to be fun. I'd like to see it played with a 30-mile-an-hour wind.
Absolutely. The tour players get the full experience of Whistling Straits. The one time I got to play it, it was blowing about 35. And let me tell you something. It's all you want. Yeah. Yeah. For the big boys.
Same with me. We had a for listeners who haven't heard me yet, I played golf at Texas Wesleyan in Fort Worth and NAIA school. We were 2019 national champions. But, of course, we had a tournament at Whistling Straight in October, beginning of October, 49 degrees, blowing, you know, wind swirling everywhere. It's a completely different track compared to when they obviously hold a Ryder Cup or major.
You notice how you got that national champion? National champion.
I'm a national champion.
It was very, very sly, very crafty, very savvy from the old Will Doctor sliding in there.
Very good.
But no, it's an extremely tough track, and I was just, as far as the design goes, with that type of weather, the emphasis off the tee, I would take 3-iron and have 230 in on nearly every hole. I didn't want any piece of the driver out there in that wind.
Well, if they tip it out, I mean, it's 7,600 yards. Even for like some of those big boys, you get into the wind, you're going to have a bunch of 450, yeah. 475 yard par four. So it's going to be all they want. Let me ask you a question, Golf Doctor. What about Steve Stricker? What's your temperature on Steve Stricker leading Team USA?
Steve is the nicest guy in the world. He's proven that he's a winner. He's had a great career. He lost his game. He came back. He's done well on the Champions Tour. So everybody loves Steve Stricker, and he's got a good cast around him. I expect Tiger's going to be there. He and Tiger are really good friends. So it's going to make up to be a great Ryder Cup, as always. And it was announced this week that Ian Poulter's going to be there. I'd throw him in the lake.
Europe's already decided that Poulter's going to be there playing for him?
They've already said it.
Yeah. And
and Sergio Garcia, those are going to be two picks for their captain, the Irishman.
And you've been the captain of so many team events, Charlie. You know, as far as the, you know, that PGA Tour fraternity or just the golfing world in general, when you're picking a team, you know, what goes into making those captain's picks?
Well, the camaraderie, you got to have a good clubhouse. You got to have a guy who's going to play. Everybody respects Patrick Reed, although he's sometimes controversial, but he plays. He plays hard, and that's the European motto. You know, all of the Europeans for so many years, starting with Ballesteros, all had a chip on the shoulder. They don't like Americans. They don't like our country because of what we do, and animosity is a great motivator. So we'll just have to wait and see if they can get that energy that they need to get us over the hill.
Well, what I want to see, I'm fairly certain they're going to pick Patrick Reed and Spieth will be two of the captain's picks if they don't qualify themselves. I want to see them team Reed and Spieth back up, turn back the clock about, what, 8 years. They were a wonderful match, got us some Ws for Team USA. Let's do that at Whistling Straits this year.
Sometimes you just can't go backwards.
Well, if it's successful, you can.
But this is a completely different environment. So we'll see. Hopefully you're right.
They can't put Bryson and Koepka together. We know that.
I think they should. Well, the 1 year, Hal, go ahead.
We'll get back to some Ryder Cup talk on the other side of the break. When we come back, we will talk about a new number one in women's golf after we finish up that Ryder Cup conversation and her victory last week at the KPMG LPGA. Later, we will hear more about the split between Bryson and Tim Tucker and why Phil Mickelson might not ever return to Detroit. We will do that right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on SportsMap Radio Network, presented by Insperity. HR that makes a difference. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with Bill Harmon and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's John Granato.
Okay, 826. Welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour at Charlie Epps Show on Twitter on SportsMap Radio Network. Brought to you by Insperity HR that makes a difference. And I know Charlie has a few words for the good people over at Insperity.
Listen to this, all you small business owners. Don't let obstacles keep you from realizing your full potential. get the relief you need from an HR company that puts you and your employees on the path to success. That's two big sentences that I think people really need help during this trying time that we've been through with COVID, working from home. I mean, just all these obstacles, and that you need a partner in your business. And Sperity is a company that specializes in helping small business, and mainly in HR, administration, and compliance. Today, there's a lot of obstacles out there that you don't even know about that the government throws at you. HR, they know everything. And they can add in competitive benefits as an option for your employees. You can expand your HR capabilities. So if you need some help and would like some advice and want another person on your team, log on to Insperity.com. And they will come and explain to you exactly what they can do for you. Insperity is a company that provides great HR administration and compliance information.
Right from the golf doctor himself. Woo-hoo. Moving on to the world of women's golf. And we finally have a American at the number one position. The world of women's golf has changed since Nellie Korda came on the scene, and now she's really blossomed into a dominant player who is going to be extremely tough to beat in majors now that she has one under her belt as she won the KPMG championship last week. And we talked last week about how I spent 4 years with her training down at IMG Academy, and her work ethic, it's just a testament of how dominant she is. And but when I watched close, as y'all did at the KPMG, I saw something that I'd watched time and time again, and that's her incredible mental game. You know, that they're even tracking players' blood pressure with the Whoop device.
The Whoop.
Nelly's a great ambassador for that company. But you could see how well she controls her heart rate through these pressure moments. It's really unbelievable. I'm interested to hear what y'all saw last week.
And their brother. How about that?
I mean, yeah, Sebastian Korda, who yesterday advanced to the round of 16 at Wimbledon. He'll be 21 when he plays his next match.
And their father?
Peter Korda, 1998 U.S. Open tennis champion.
This is a lot of parallels to the Epps family.
Yes, you know? Exactly right. Yes, uh-huh. My dad worked in an automobile factory.
Well, see, here's my take on the Korda, on the Korda sisters, Nellie in specific, but I mean, when's the last time on the channel list, even for a fringe golf fan, when are you tuning in to watch the LPGA Tour? And I'm going to tell you, I think Nellie Korda has the star power. She has the look, the golf swing, the vibe. I mean, I feel like she, at 22 years old, I feel like she's kind of got the Tiger Woods effect for ladies golf coming in here. She's American, and I think a lot of people are going to rally behind her. I'll tune in to watch on a Sunday if Nellie Korda's in the mix.
No, and I completely agree with how that's going to increase kind of the fan, how much the fans are involved in women's golf. But, you know, like I said last week, I think another big component of this is the LPGA, you know, going to courses following the PGA Tour.
Agreed.
And so, you know, the fan, what the fan understands is golf is the course.
Yes.
Obviously, there's players that rotate decade by decade.
There's a recognition.
Yes.
And that draws them in.
Yes. Bring the LPGA to Muirfield Village. Bring them to Arnie's Place. Because it brings the competition to the toughest. You know, golfers are playing the course. They're not playing each other. And
that's what fans want to see.
That's what fans want to see.
And Olympic Club was a perfect antidote to that. And I think that's what's going to start this movement with the LPGA Tour. And I'm excited to see it. I think it's going to draw a lot more fans in and some eyeballs on the TV.
And I'm also excited about watching Nellie and Jessica represent the United States of America in the Olympics. Nellie, you know, confirmed qualifying after that PGA Championship win. And and Jessica Korda is a Spirit alum who Charlie is the president of. We have an amazing lineup of alumni who are making a great impact on the PGA and LPGA Tour.
Yes, the Spirit. The Spirit is an amateur event held biannually at the number one course in Texas called Whispering Pines. And over the last 20 years, they've had 10 championships. And all of the great amateurs from all over the world have been invited to play. They come and play. They go on to the PGA Tour, the LPGA Tour, and they win majors. You know, it's you know, Jordan Spieth for one. And it's such a great atmosphere, and it's fun to be a part of. And we're going to be talking more about the spirit as we move forward to November, and the fans can come out and watch and enjoy this golf that produces champions. So Whispering Pines is a special place. Spirit Golf Association is a charity, and we give away money to our core charities. Corby Robertson, our principal and our owner, his favorite word is philanthropy. And I'm a PGA golf professional. We have two other PGA golf professionals on staff that we're promoting the tournament all through the United States. And the initial PGA, Professional Golf Association, to me stands for promoting golf for amateurs. And that's what the Olympics is doing. And today, and we're going to talk with these two gentlemen I have here today a little more about junior golf on what parents should do, what they should not do, what the kids should expect. And I think we can help some kids the rest of the summer.
Jason, as far as junior golf, I know we talked yesterday on the course. We both had very similar upbringings as far as, you know, in the sports world, played multiple sports. I know we both shared the connection of not picking up a golf club till we were 14, but when golf kind of came in your life, you know, share that experience with us.
Well, I mean, and I played a little bit with my dad here and there, but golf wasn't at the forefront. There were a lot of other sports just like you, and I like playing it all. And times have changed just a bit, especially at the bigger high schools. Belleville, Texas, you could do that. You could play everything. And it's a little more specific on what you need to do nowadays. I'm still a big proponent and a big fan, even if you play some intramural, some club stuff. Having kids play multiple sports, I think, is a dream for making them a better and more complete golfer and human being. But the biggest advice that, and opinion, I guess, that I have is I think they should write the book and not read the book to their kids. I think it should be a supporter, a motivator, and then their golf coach should always be brought in. And that's getting a little more detailed. But I think you get into a little bit of a hairy situation. I don't know what you think, Mr. Epps, but my dad was a nice player, but he introduced me to the game, then turned me over to Paul Marchand, who was my coach and mentor and still is today. And it was a different relationship I had with my dad than that I had with Paul.
Sure. The instruction in golf has evolved from the 40s, the 50s, to 60s. The golf professionals have become so well prepared because of the PGA of America. We're educated in all facets of the golf game, all facets of the golf swing. And so definitely the summer programs that the clubs put on in your local area, find out where they are, have your child go there for 4 days or 8 days, learn those fundamentals for 3 or 4 years. They got a good chance to have a sport the rest of their life. And that to me is the important thing. Sometimes we get over jealous about producing the next Tiger Woods. You know, that they come by about every 15 years, you know, one kid like Tiger. So, but you know, the main thing in the summer is water. Don't let your kids get out there and get overheated. I think that's so important to understand. Sunscreen, you know, my arms show that I never used sunscreen as a kid. So those type of things we got to, you know, tell the parents about who's listening. And the kids, you're listening, put on sunscreen. That's just one good thing for your future health. So.
And I think if you do take that year-round approach in your sport, I think this is something I learned from the Cordas and obviously Peter, who is the father of the three great athletes. But, you know, he told me, he said, you know, we go all in 3 months. They actually take off 3 months a year. They go year-round and take
great
off.
Great advice.
Yeah. And when we come back, we will discuss the split between Bryson DeChambeau and longtime caddy Tim Tucker, as well as the Phil Mickelson drama. We will be right back on the other side of the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Stay right with us.
listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with Bill Harmon and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's John Granato.
Okay, Will Doctor filling in for the great John Granato here. It's 8:40 on Sports Map Radio Network. Welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour at Charlie Epps Golf on Twitter. Presented by Insperity HR, that makes a difference. Let's move into the Rocket Mortgage Championship at Detroit Country Club. And amidst all this great golf being played and all the great storylines, there's no other one to start with than Bryson DeChambeau and his caddy Tim Tucker splitting up after 6 years. And they've had a, you know, they've broken up before. It's like this is like a marriage.
It is, and I'm telling you, Bryson, I think there's probably some comparables for all our listeners out there of certain wives that you could probably relate to that Bryson could be compared to as well. But he gets Tim Tucker, he's out. Tim Tucker's out for the time being. I think a reconciliation might be on the horizon. You don't know. But Mr. Epps, golf doctor, how hard is it? Look, the financials there. We all know that. It's a big money job. Where do you balance the financial and enjoyment of your life to try to get on his back?
Good question. And Bryson, we know, is very demanding of himself, and he's really revolutionized some of the things we do in golf today. And the caddy next to him, there's two things that's going to happen to him. He's either going to be fired or he has been fired. You know, those things are just going to happen because of the hours and hours and the stress of the job. High competitive, worldwide golf, and Bryson does it 100 times more than most guys. So it's understandable. It's a shame, but now who's he going to replace him with? Now the reputation is out there. You're going to have to spend 8 hours after a round of golf practicing in the dark.
Well, there's plenty of caddies that will want the bag, and we'll just see how many can handle the pressures and have the talent. There's a lot of talent involved in getting his bag. Like I said, a lot of time and numbers and analytics that go into it.
And as for Tim Tucker, you know, I was talking to a couple of the B-riders at PGAtour.com, and they're like, oh, you know, Tim Tucker – you know, Tim won't talk to us, all this. And I said, you do understand he has to go get another bag. He's not going to talk bad about Bryson. You know, when Tim Tucker was asked about their split, he said, you know, we'll take our different roads. I thought Bryson handled it with some class, even though he didn't do his press conferences after he missed the cut. But I'm sure, you know about, more about this when a caddy loses a bag, they can't badmouth the player, you know. Then you won't get another job.
I mean, look at Phil Mickelson, him and Bones, great combination. Won many, many tournaments. Two great people, and they separated. I mean, it's just a product of the game. Nicklaus did it, you know. A lot of the
Tiger.
Players. This is not the first time. So you know, life goes on for them. But now, you know, go ahead.
Well, what really disappointed me, and I agree with you, I think this is a product of the game. And I think it's a great statement. What disappointed me more than anything with Bryson, look, he's eccentric, but he's done all these things, and he's one of the faces of golf. We talk about junior golf, growing the game. To not do an interview after rounds one and two, when you're the defending champion, I was very disappointed in. And I think that's part of the package. If you want the spotlight on you, you got to handle the spotlight if you shoot 65 or 73. And I thought that was a little – I think it's sending the wrong message to the juniors of the game, the college players, high school players, that is it okay to handle your business that way if you shoot a few over par?
No, it's not. We know that. Nicklaus and the old-timers have showed us. Watson, you know, after a defeat, you got to be a man. You got to stand up. Didn't happen this week. And here's what's happening. Jack Nicklaus always had a great saying: don't make golf more important than it really is. It's a game. It's supposed to be fun, you know. And Bryson has taken it 10 times above that. He is totally consumed with the game. Any guy that'll, you know, think he's going to miss the cut, get on his jet and fly to Dallas and practice, and then find out that he made the cut and he flies back. I mean, come on. You know, it's he's good for the game. I'm not sure it's really good for him. I'm sure, you know, with that intensity, he might go over the edge.
Agreed.
Now he had the victory. I mean, I still see him sitting on the sixth tee at Palmer's course in Orlando and trying to hit a shot that nobody's ever hit in the world in competition.
The par 5 around the lake, sure.
And he didn't go around the lake. He went over the lake.
But the par 5 around the lake, and he just took it right over the lake. Exactly.
But he hit it 340 yards in the air. So it's we'll see.
Yeah, he's an unbelievable talent. I got asked a question that if I could take, 10% and place that in any, tour player right now, who would I pick? I think I was having this conversation with Granato. He took Morikawa. I would take Bryson, and this was pre-Brooks and Bryson kind of drama. But I think from a media perspective, Bryson not doing the interviews, this seems like it's among athletes. It's starting to happen a little bit more. We saw Naomi Osaka not do her interviews. Lexi Thompson didn't do one after her collapse at the U.S. Open. And I don't like how it's becoming acceptable, but athletes now, they have seemingly more power.
Michael Jordan shook everybody's hand when they lost to the Pistons all those years. He was a class act. Mr. Nicklaus did the same thing, and I'm going to tell you what: it's bad press, it's bad for golf, and it's bad for their brand. A little segue into this, though, I've got to ask a question to you guys. I want to pose a question: the mental health of golf. Matthew Wolf, Bubba Watson has kind of come to the forefront here over the last 10 days, right after the U.S. Open. Golf Doc, when I was in college, when I'd win a golf tournament or shoot 66, I enjoyed going on campus. Did I have a little skip in my step? Did more girls talk to me? Absolutely. I enjoyed that. Now, when you shoot 75, you got to come back, and even being on the club pro level, if I shoot a 75 and come back to the golf course, all the members go, "What happened?" Now, if you choose to play golf competitively, isn't that part of the program to deal with, they say, a roller coaster, but the ups and downs emotionally? But golf does. You say don't make it more important than your life, but if you play golf, it is a little bit of an emotional point that I think segues into your life a bit. What do you think?
My quote was, Nicklaus's quote, don't make it more important than it really is.
Right.
Golf on a scale of 1 to 10 is not the most important thing in your life. It's your mental health. It's your family. It's your education. It's your job. Although golf, for those guys, is their livelihood. But, it's take it with a grain of salt.
And that's great advice for the junior golfers we just talked about,
exactly
right?
Exactly right. I'm right in the middle of enjoying junior golf with my grandson, one generation apart. And we had a little heated discussion yesterday. And at the same time, my daughter called in. And she asked me, and she could feel the tension in the air between us. But, that's sport. And then you laugh it off, you put your arm around each other and you go about your business. So,
well, it's walking the tightrope, finding your way in competition in life. Where does it all fit? And that's part of the juggling life in general, I would say, but especially if you play the great game of golf.
But I think for junior golfers, it's so important that, now junior golfers and junior athletes in general have the capability of building their own brand through social media. They have all these platforms that they can do that on, but you really have to be careful not to get ahead of yourself. And like the golf doctor said, take everything with a grain of salt out there. At the end of the day, it really.
Your experience as a young golfer, you went to an academy for golf, and high school was secondary.
It was. School was secondary. As far as when you get to the college level, though, it's you're a student first. But yes, I did, and. I learned to take things from a grain of salt there, and a large, a large influence on that was Peter Korda. And I didn't quite get it across in that last segment, but he said, the way I do it is Sebastian, Nelly, Jessica, they train 7 to 8 months a year, and then we go skiing for 3 months and completely get away from the game. No one looks at a club. No one looks at a tennis racket. It is a time to mentally restart and refresh. And I thought that was unbelievable because up to that point, I thought it was just golf, 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 tennis, tennis, tennis for both of them. And I come to find out, well, there is this this period of time where it's just a complete shutdown. I think that's really it's really great for
well, it's getting out on the boat in the water a little bit, looking back, and I think it rationalizes life a little bit, don't you think, Doctor?
Well, that we have four seasons, and golf should have its season, but now it's 24/7, and that's not right. And you got to step away from the game. And I have a hard time with my grandson because he's totally consumed with it. But it's just like Little League. You can't believe the hours that Little League makes these kids go through.
Everything's 24/7 now. It's the whole 365.
And now football, we got to get back to, 190-day season or, that's it. Reality is, you got to have time to read a book. You have time to go to the swimming pool and relax. You have time to have a part-time job. A part-time job is important for young kids. So they get that education
responsibility.
So, and we're going to talk more about that in the new Charlie Epps Golf Hour with younger people like yourselves. So and we'll get information from Billy and that kind of stuff. But we're going to orchestrate this show a little more differently and talk about education and experiences that will benefit our listening audience, and it'd be good for our podcast, so on and so forth. So Will is now the new director of the show.
Thank you, Charlie. I'm looking forward to it. And yes, you can now find the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere that you get anywhere that you listen to your podcast. Yeah. You can find it.
Everybody needs a little golf doctor.
That's it.
Yes, sir. And a little
tweet.
A little update on the Detroit Rocket Mortgage before we cut to break. Tom Lewis, Joakim Niemann, Troy Merritt, Chris Kirk at the top of the leaderboard. But moving right along, we'll get to our picks for the Rocket Mortgage Classic on the other side.
And the match.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on SportsMap Radio Network presented by Insperity. Inspiring business performance. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with Bill Harmon and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's John Granato.
Okay, Will Doctor in for the great John Granato today. It is 8:55 on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. And a couple picks to make.
Hang on real quick. Where's Granato shooting 82 at today? Where's Granato? I know he's busy shooting 80 somewhere.
Anyway. He's doing what his wife wants him to do.
I think he's in D.C.
He was in D.C. last week. Right. This time he's someplace in Mexico. He's
globetrotting.
Well, he's working on his tan.
But before we get to our picks for Rocket Mortgage, we have the match to pick from. We have Bryson DeChambeau and Aaron Rodgers versus Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady. So we can make a quick pick for that before we get to Rocket Mortgage real quick.
Well, briefly, I'll tell you, hot take from the Councilman Pro here. Mickelson, Brady, you're going to catch it plus 135. They're big underdogs, but I will tell you this. Mickelson, reigning PGA champion. Tom Brady, reigning Super Bowl champion. They like the spotlight. They want the spotlight. Bryson just refused two interviews. Aaron Rodgers, who knows what's going on in Green Bay with him. I don't think they want to be in front of the public. I'm taking Mickelson, Brady, two up on Tuesday night.
Bro?
I don't care.
Yeah. You don't care about the match?
Yeah, I figured.
What?
But
I'll watch it, and my picks are few and far between. I'm glad they're doing it. I hope it has good weather and they
get
good. Well, Montana right now is 100 degrees.
I know, it's in Montana.
Shelby's up there right now. We checked the weather. It's hotter in Montana.
I was there in May. It's beautiful up there. But well, all the Californians are moving up there.
Exactly. Will, who you got?
I'm going with DeChambeau and Rodgers. As much as I'm a Tom Brady fan, that was an ugly display in the last in his last match. I think he just needs to stick to winning Super Bowls. But it's going to be an exciting match. Let's move into
did he win? Brady win?
No, Tiger and Peyton beat him.
Yeah.
Tiger and Peyton beat him, but Phil didn't play very good. You know, and you and I go back and forth on Phil, but I like Brady, and I think they're going to put on a big show for the fans.
Tom couldn't keep the ball and play it. It's Seminole, so.
Well, hopefully his place in Montana has some cavernous fair.
Are they playing at Seminole?
No, the last match was at
Seminole. Where are they playing at this time?
Montana, I'm not sure the golf course.
I couldn't
course.
Name a golf course in Montana. I don't know why they're having it in Montana, but they are.
But into the Rocket Mortgage.
Rocket Mortgage.
Yeah, Detroit Country Club into our picks for the Rocket Mortgage. Just to review the leaderboard very quickly, we have Tom Lewis, Joakim Niemann, Troy Merritt, Chris Kirk, and Max Homa in our top five. We'll start with the golf doctor himself. Charlie, who's your pick for this week?
Playing in Detroit, I like Dion, what's her face? The singer, what's her name?
Celine Dion?
No.
She from Detroit?
The top three, you know. I just had her.
Britney Spears?
No. the number one black singer in the world from Motown.
Aretha Warwick. Franklin?
One of those. I mean, they're great. Great music out of Detroit.
How does this parlay into your pick?
I don't know. I'm just kind of going crazy.
Charlie Epps Music Hour.
Well, I have Kevin Kisner's two shots back at 8-under.
Joakim Niemann, look out. Joakim Niemann, book it.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. Everyone have a great 4th of July. Enjoy doing it with y'all today.
Woohoo!